Board Vice President Jay McCarthy says the current holdup for planning a board retreat comes down to finding a moderator and picking a date. Cash reminds the board that full participation will be the key to success.
You got to get buy-in on this because it won't be effective if five of us are there.
Board member Mary Ruth Kapsiak says the retreat is necessary to move the district forward.
And if you don't have nine members participating in the retreat, then there's your indication that we don't want to work cohesively together to move this district forward.
That covers the question of who's involved, but where and how is the other end of the debate. Board member Larry Quinn says the substance of what needs to be talked about can't be discussed in private, as it would violate the board's open meeting law. Instead, he wants the discussion to be held in a special forum open to the public.
Let's just do it. Let's have it out in the public and let's have the discussion, because I don't see the point of going to a retreat where we can't talk about the issues we need to talk about.
While board member Teresa Harris-Tigg agrees the retreat is necessary, she doesn't believe the topics are for the public's ears. She says the way the board operates is unacceptable.
I think we need to talk about the impact of our behaviors, our actions on the board, and I think that's a work session between us.
Board members have now been asked to submit recommendations for a local moderator to facilitate the discussion, which will be held sometime in January. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.